The farm bill is big and expensive, and therefore a tempting target for budget cutters in Washington. The bill's sponsors have pledged to cut $23 billion over the next 10 years. At first, the beginning Farmer and Rancher Development Program wasn't funded. It's an initiative that, as the name suggests, provides education and training for new farmers. Some money has been restored, but ag experts say it's not enough. Margaret Crome is the Policy Program Director at the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute, which promotes socially responsible farming.
You need the training. You need to be given help. You need to be able to make your way through the red tape of getting loans. You need to be able to get access to land. So you need to help people get started so that we have yet another generation. We want our nation to be food independent.
Crome notes that the average age of a Wisconsin farmer is 57. Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio is sponsoring an amendment that would increase funding for the Beginning Farmer Program. The same amendment also restores funding for rural development initiatives, which were cut completely, like the Value-Added Producer Grant Program. Crome says those grants have benefited Wisconsin more than any other state.
Value-added means taking milk, making cheese, taking berries, making jam. It's the way farmers can add value to what they grow and sell so that they retain more of the profit and the rural communities benefit.
It's unclear when Brown's amendment will be considered. I'm Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.